Chapter 72. The combined English and library departments met at the Summit Library. Ron sat through being introduced by the superintendent and politely applauded. He listened to the HR director talk about changes to the benefits package. Then he and other administrators were allowed to leave while the union held its welcoming meeting at a teachers-only meeting. Ron surveyed the library. Connie had laid out 58 binders that Ron's staff would be getting. He wondered if he had the time to go for a cigarette, but then decided that he did not. He was allotted 90 minutes with his group. Then there would be a break for lunch. The principals would then have their building meetings, after which the teachers would be released to spend the rest of the day preparing their classrooms. Marilyn Seeger and Nicole Johansson were standing in front of Ron and chatting. They looked up when he walked over. Marilyn smiled in a matronly way. "Are you nervous?" Ron smiled. "Not so much," he said. In reality, he had been looking forward to this for weeks. The teachers shuffled in, some with coffee, all in small chatty groups that teachers make after having seen each other most every day and then having the enforced break of summer, giving them all that welcome interruption. Ron gave them a few minutes and checked the number of binders that were not retrieved. There were 8 left on the desk. He felt he could start. "Let me be the 7th or 8th person to welcome you back for what I hope to be a good and exciting year at Middle Hills," he began. Then he paused to allow them to quiet. He was surprised that it was almost immediate. What he was blissfully unaware of was the level of anticipation about what he was going to say. "This is the day when all the administrators get to tell you things that you won't remember," continued Ron. There was a polite smattering of chuckles from the veterans and a wide-eyed looking around from the younger staff to see who was chuckling. Ron started down his own list of things to remember. Sick calls should be accompanied by lesson plans and should be made as early as possible. Lesson plans would be inspected each Friday and returned by Monday morning. Reservations to bring classes to the library should be made at least a week in advance. These were all standard things that they heard before. Ron now slipped in his changes. "Each of your teacher observations will now be accompanied by a pre-observation conference and scheduled at our mutual convenience." This was a change. Sandy had never let them know when she was coming. She and Ron had debated the change. Sandy said that he lost the element of surprise. Ron countered that he wanted to trust them, and by scheduling the observations, he had the right to hold them to a higher standard. He wanted to see if they knew what they were going to do and were able to do it. Sandy relented. His method was the preferred observation model. "It's your department," said Sandy, thinking to herself that there were some who would play him like a fiddle, but he would find that out for himself. Althea, who was sure Ron had never observed a librarian before, asked, "Won't you be able to tell from our plans what is going on? I mean, why do we have to spend a prep period telling you what we have already written to you?" Ron smiled and said, with just a tinge of drama in his voice, "I surely hope there was more going on in the class than you have written into your plans." Althea's husband raised his hand and began asking his question at the same time. "Does that mean that you aren't really interested in what our plans say?" It was clever. Ron found it slightly amusing. He decided to play in con. "Oh, no. I'll be enraptured by your plans. I would not think of leaving on Friday afternoon until I had thoroughly read and signed off on each one. Of course, if I have any questions about your plans, I'll expect you to answer them as soon as possible." Althea smiled to herself. He was a bit of a sarcastic smartass.